Baby, wait. That was Last of the Magicians by Vicious Vicious. Previously to that was One More Step from Ella Thompson. Two new ones off of the RUV WordPress. We also had Time's a Wastin' from Erykah Badu from her classic record Mama's Gun. We also had Apache from the Incredible Bongo Band. Previously to that was Everybody Wants to Rule the World live from the new Lettuce record, Lettuce with the Colorado Symphony. And the kicker of the set was Bye Bye Blackbird by Miles Davis from his record Roundabout Midnight from 1957. And now a very important message from DJ Goose.
Do you miss your friends from back home and want to stay in touch? Try sending snail mail. It is always so exciting to mosey on down to your mailbox and discover that you have received a personal letter or a postcard from a cool location. Or try in vain to remember your code and how to put in your code to the mailboxes in a university dorm. Plus, the post office has some really nifty stamps. You can even include little knickknacks in the envelopes or draw doodles as well. In an age where texting and calling is so immediate, it can be nice to sometimes to show your friends that you care by taking the time to handwrite something. Letters are also tangible keepsakes that people can look back on with fond memories. While the distance may be hard sometimes, updating and checking in on your friends by mailing them can sometimes be a little something to bridge the gap. This message has been brought to you by your stamp-licking DJs here at 90.1 WRV FM Burlington.
Nothing beats a good old letter.
I love letters. I don't know if anyone on the air can hear me as I'm like slowly moving away from the mic.
No, they can hear you. Loud and clear.
Okay, trust. Yeah. I don't know, it's 8:39, 29 seconds according to one clock, 44 seconds, 45 now according to the Apple clock.
48 now.
48. So we're reaching 8:40 in general.
Yes. It is so close to 8:40.
It's actually the limit as n goes to infinity.
8:40 right now.
The limit as n goes to 60 is approaching 8:40.
Is that a math?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know math.
Calc. Calc had limits.
I didn't have calc.
Riemann sums.
I had pre-calc.
I'm like traumatizing people on the air right now. Or not people on the air, people who are listening in right now.
Smart people?
No, just people.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I had pre-calc, but that's pretty much the extent to which I got.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Most people hated anything.
Yeah.
Math related.
What my mind was focused on is actually occurring right now. The Academy Awards are taking place.
Oh my gosh. Yes. What? We have not been keeping track.
Kieran Culkin just won for Best Supporting Actor.
Who's that?
He's the guy on Succession.
This is Oscars? Brother.
The brother who looks like the kid from Home Alone, which Academy makes sense Awards? Because it's a Culkin. Kieran Culkin. Academy Awards. The Oscars are taking place.
Oh, they're the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Best Animated Feature won an award. I don't remember what.
Oh, Anora won something.
Anora won for what?
I don't know. Sorry.
Sean Baker? Okay, so the Anora director, Sean Baker, just won.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yes, he just won. With dual screenplay wins.
If anyone can, I think Anora is one of the best films from the past year, and you should totally watch it.
And it appears to be that at the Academy Awards, the two Best Picture runner-ups at the current moment are Anora and Conclave. So I'm guessing Conclave
is going to win.
I'm assuming Conclave won Best Script, Anora won Best Director. No, Sean Baker accepts the Oscar for Original Screenplay for Anora. So then who won? We're going to figure out what happened.
We'll get back to you.
We're going to get back to you, but for right now.
I do think in terms of snail mail, though, we should play snail mail.
You want to play snail mail?
That's who I'm thinking about, right?
Yeah, you're thinking about mail.
No, I'm thinking about snail mail. Thinking about one of my favorite artists of all time, which is funny considering I normally don't like alternative rock. Go to snail mail habit. Please.
Habit, yes. No, of course.
And then thinning is really good.
Okay. This is snail mail with thinning, only here on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I'm DJ Didge.
And I'm DJ Goose. Keep it locked.
Thank you. supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, guaranteed personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburb, over which I never could see. I heard the people who live on the ceiling scream and fight or scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons from packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids in the halls and the pipes in the walls make me noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls. Lost in the supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. It's not here. Special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost.
Thank you. Thank you. song for my father.
We call it Song for My Father.
On February 28th, Busy Anderson, the sports editor of the Vermont Cynic, wrote that women's hockey shows Holy Cross the door in the conference tournament. Following a February 22nd senior day loss to Northeastern, seven graduating players took the ice in the elimination round with the potential for that to be their last green and gold. We were ranked above Holy Cross despite our not so great record against them before, but thankfully we had a great game against them. Some key highlights are that the Cats opened the second period with 9 shots on goal and 0 attempts by Holy Cross. And then, nearing the end of the third, a turnover in Vermont's defensive zone allowed Holy Cross a backhand goal to tie the score at 2-2 with 5 minutes left in regulation. So then they did a sudden death overtime. I love sudden death overtime hockey games.
It's super intense.
So cool.
Not for the faint of heart.
No. But Busy also writes and lets us know that Carl Brochu, father of Vermont's second goal scorer, said that it was spectacular. They worked very, very hard. They battled all game long, and especially in overtime. We have never won the East title, but we have neared appearances. We have almost neared an appearance in the championship game. They just need to keep doing what they're doing.
Believe in them.
I believe in them too.
Same. Well, surprisingly enough, in Burlington, it's cold.
Really?
Yeah, it's 8 degrees right now.
Oh my god.
Today had a high of 15 and a low of 4 degrees.
Oh my god.
With wind gusts up to 12 miles per hour, but it literally felt like 40 miles an hour.
So cold.
Yes. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny. And we're going to get a high of 23 and a low of 3.
Oh god.
However, it does get significantly warmer throughout the week. Tuesday, we're going to have 50% chance of rain with a high of 38, a low of 19. Wednesday, a high of 47, low of 37. Thursday, a high of 48, low of 26. And then Friday, we're going to have a high of 32 and a low of 21. So it's going to drop back down on Friday. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, might have to bear with the rain, but we will have good temperatures. Good, nice, warm temperatures, mm-hmm. which is what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is our last show before spring break, so
you won't get it next Sunday. You will not get any DJ Didge or DJ Goose.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I know you all really are gonna miss us.
Reasonably so.
I hope
DJ
so.
DJ Goose here will be traveling overseas.
I will be. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Shoo. Skiing. Yay.
Shiare. See. Sorry. That's
what?
That's skiing. That's skiing in Italian in my language class.
DJ Didge has been taking a lot of Italian recently, and you should give us some Italian bars right now on the spot.
No, thank you.
What do you study?
I study Italian.
No, but like in Italian.
Io studio Italiano. That's I can't do this. I can't do this. There, we have no updates from the Oscars.
Anilo Mel Ivrit. Alina Lomedit, because I'm not a guy. I am, in fact, a female specimen of the human race.
The gender one?
Anina Lomedit Ivrit.
Yeah.
Anina Lomedit Ed Ivrit?
DJ Didge speaks Italian. DJ Goose speaks Hebrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza bagel of
pizza
a language
bagel
right
bagel
now.
Pizza bagel of a language. Quite the melting
in
pot.
In the booth. Well... It is currently 9:04 with 15 seconds on the 1 clock. I don't feel like checking the
the Apple
clock.
The clock is ticking for the Academy Awards as well. I am currently like going crazy.
Yeah. DJ Didge is like stirring.
Yeah,
crazy
I really need
here.
To figure out what's going on over there in Hollywood.
Yeah.
We have more music for
you. We can talk about math if anyone wants to.
Yeah, let's talk math.
I think people are getting kind of sick of my math talk. Not going
to
lie.
I thought people wanted to talk math.
I don't think they do.
You sure?
I don't think people want to talk about chaotic orbits and asymptomatically periodic stuff. And iterates upon iterates upon iterates.
What?
What?
I don't know. Maybe we'll learn something.
No.
No?
Your brain will just hurt.
What's 5 to the power of 3?
125.
Perfect. Gold star.
Thank you. Yeah. I need to start carrying. I think my goal for the rest of the semester after spring break is to just get a star, like a gold star sheet, and just start sticking it on people's heads.
Yeah. You contemplated doing that a couple semesters ago, too.
I know. I was hoping you wouldn't remember in this moment as I said that out loud.
No, it's a good idea. I hope you did it. No, you did do it, actually.
I did buy gold stars. Yeah, they were from my workplace back home.
Oh, I thought you got them from, like, Party City or whatever.
No. Support local.
Jazams.
Yeah, importantly, I am a strong believer, and so is DJ Didge here, and all of us at WRUV, as we are, one, an alternative radio station, two, college run, three, staying groovy, being supporting local. So,
buy local,
support local.
God damn it.
There are blackout dates. I highly recommend that you support local. This is not a call to action. This is just my recommendation to everyone listening from my own personal, deep in my heart, belief to buy local and support local businesses.
Ditto. It's important. You should do it. You really should. We have more music for you.
We do. We will have a message after this next set for you as well.
Yes, that is very true.
We have an important message.
Very important mm-hmm. message.
I can also talk about eggs again.
Oh, we can talk about eggs. We didn't get enough responses about what the preferred egg is, like the type of egg in which it's cooked. Not like egg types. Dinosaur eggs beat everything, but regardless.
Are dinosaurs even real, though?
Yes. Some people disagree. I'm sensing opposition in the booth.
Yeah,
or dinosaurs being real.
Oh, no, dinosaurs
were
absolutely real.
They did hatch from eggs?
Aren't chickens? I think chickens are like the closest living relative we have to dinosaurs. So,
I have a lot of people buzzing my phone. This is probably... Nope.
Nope, I'm sorry.
I thought there was like people like, stop, you're making a fool of yourself. About dinosaurs like hatching out of eggs.
I am going to say...
My ex-roommate?
Yeah.
The dog?
Yeah. I could ask the dog. He probably would. He definitely cares a lot.
About dinosaurs?
Yes.
He definitely does.
He looks like the type. Well, I know he definitely does.
Yeah. My best friend's younger sister, I don't even know if she's listening right now. Her younger sister is definitely not, was such a dinosaur kid. Oh my gosh. like my best friend was the dragon iterate of children, and her younger sister was the dinosaur kid, and I was the mermaid one. There but my best go. Friend was also a horse girl, so
that's okay. I mean,
I feel so bad.
If I was obsessed
this is public radio.
If I was obsessed with seals as much as I am now back then I would have definitely got like some sort of like seal onesie and worn it to bed. What?
I think I need to go buy that now.
I'm almost 20 years old.
So
I can't wear a onesie.
I'm 20 years old and I have a stingray plush I sleep with at night.
But no onesies.
I want a onesie.
Onesies are cozy.
They seem cozy.
Okay. Curtis Mayfield is on the table for y'all right now.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. This is Little Child Runnin' Wild by Curtis Mayfield right here on WRUV FM Burlington 90.1, the only place to get music ever in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yes, I am DJ Didge.
And I'm DJ Goose. Keep tuning in until 10 o'clock and longer. We'll be right back.
and see you sitting there so sad. But they will laugh and sing and say that everything's alright. So let's not worry about tomorrow while we got each other here tonight. Hold me tight,
hold me tight,
don't let go. Turn me loose, never know, no, no. We'll stand our problems all in a row. Watch them fall like dominoes. We'll be right back.
settle this one day. You know when it comes, when it comes, when it comes. I'm sorry.
Now you can say it.
What was I supposed to say?
Chris is so cute.
Let your arm, bless your
arm. Fasten your seatbelt down. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Ow!
It's
a
bumpy ride.
Thank you.
back in your clamshell. If the ocean's not enough, nor am I. Rolling in, I feel a dark swell. Crawling up the skin of my spine.
To our dearest listeners, since Punxsutawney Phil announced 6 more weeks of winter, we've been craving some warmth here in the booth. I know you have too. If you want to warm our hearts this season, you can give back to your community by supporting us during the Spring Pledge Drive this past week and until tomorrow night at 12 a.m. until March 3rd. Yes. You are welcome to help us in supporting WRUV by typing in go.uvm.edu/LMC WRUV into your favorite web browser, or go to our Instagram at WRUVFM and click the link in the bio, or go to our website, WRUV.org. I think that's the website.
Yes.
And you can click the donation pig, which is a pig that says donate. It's pretty clear. And that also brings you to a link in which you can donate for a contribution of your choice. This week, we have also been in competition with other UVM clubs for number of total donors and number of total alumni donors for a little bit of extra funding. Every gift counts this week as we continue to work on our vinyl library and update our needed technology. Last semester, our pledge drive funded a new soundboard, which is the reason why you get to hear my lovely voice and DJ Digi's lovely voice on air every 8 to 10 p.m. And I know you would all be very, very sad if that was to go.
I'd be sad if I couldn't hear your lovely voice, DJ Goose. That would be very sad.
From your Winter Dad DJs here at WRUV 91 Burlington, thank you for your consideration. We appreciate your support. We really do, and it is needed, and we please ask. We are currently 95% of the way towards our goal, and we just need a little bit of an extra bump. So if you're tuned in, please consider donating to help us out. Thank you so much. Please.
Please, por
please.
Favor. Please.
Please.
And please help us answer this question.
What is our question?
Horror films, yes or no?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Consensus.
Not eggs?
We already did eggs last week.
No one. Okay. So horror films, yes or no?
Yeah.
Freak. In general.
No.
No? Okay, no, we have one no.
I say yes.
Thank you, Luis. We have a yes.
We're at a standstill.
So I guess we need at least...
Rock, paper, scissors.
What? My mom says no, so that's 3-2.
But RoboCop.
That's RoboCop is not horror.
I know it's not a horror movie. It kind of freaks me out, though.
Yeah.
All right, rock, paper, scissors right now.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
Best of the three.
Best of the three.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I
DJ
lost.
DJ Didge won.
DJ Didge did. Velocipaster?
No, what is that? Is that like
it's a pastor that turns into a velociraptor?
Okay. Where did well, you find it? I also got something from DJ Stitching Pink. And we have another no to horror films in the chat currently going. If you want to call in at 802-656-4399 and let us know your opinion. I would greatly appreciate your support in both of funding of WRUV and of No to Horror Movie.
I have 3 yeses from the family.
Yeah, but like, they don't, they count. they do.
They, excuse me?
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I think I would say no, and my opinion trumps all, as I'm the one on the mic right now.
All right. Yeah, fine. Go for it.
That's such a bad take.
No, it's okay.
It's not a good take.
I don't care. The Oscars doesn't really acknowledge horror movies as films, so I guess we'll do the same.
I'm sorry. My mother says that RoboCop is its own genre.
No to horror movie. I need to go to Eep. Eep. Super Eep.
No to horror movie.
No to horror movie. Come on.
No to horror movie. I think we should play kind of a horrifying song, though, to bring us out of that. Like one of those, like, scary beats.
A scary beat? We have to pay tribute to...
Oh, that's actually more important.
Yeah, we actually have to pay tribute to the one and only Angie Stone, who passed away yesterday from a car accident. She was, I want to say, 59. She was a great singer. She was really, like, one of a kind, a very distinct voice. It was, like, this is, like, crazy. Like, it's just, like, happened to just, I don't know. I don't know what's going on this year in terms of losses, but this is not 63. Good. She was 63. Angie Stone.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry for her and her family. Yeah, RIP Angie Stone. It's a real loss. We're going to play More Than a Woman by Angie Stone and Calvin in memory.
I think as our sign-off, too.
As our sign-off. So rest in peace, Angie Stone. Thank you all for listening to Digging the Ice. I'm DJ Didge.
And I'm DJ Goose. You've been tuned in to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial or wherever you get your streaming service. It is 9:53 and you are about to listen to Angie Stone.
Yes. That's right, on your streaming service error. Sorry. All right. Thank you.
Caught a brother doing bad, then you put me on. Oh, yeah. Told me not to be ashamed of what I got. Never mind, I'm hating niggas up and down the block, back.
Held it down and the bills got paid.
Said, go ahead, baby, go ahead.
And when God blesses us, I wanna
Lexus with a hideaway mansion in the Hamptons. Girl, you must have lost your way from heaven. Could it be for me if you came so far?
So far.
Nothing like the ordinary woman. You're the very beat inside my heart. Girl, you're like a star.
Imagine Stone said, but guess, would you marry me?
Oh, yeah. And if you have me, I'd gladly give my life.
Today I'll take this vow to make you my wife.
Nothing temporary.
No, it's quite contrary. Just you and me for